Well, one of the things that is so prevalent in today's society is that D word. I'm talking about diabetes. And at the moment, there is a new study that will be taking place through the University of Newcastle. And one of the gentlemen that is looking to make that a part of his PhD is Rohith Throder. And Rohith, I guess to start with, diabetes, how do we know? It's a word we want to try and avoid, but how do we know if we are a candidate for it?
There are multiple ways to know whether we have diabetes or whether we are at a risk of diabetes. So there are a couple of questionnaires like OZ Diabetes Risk Tool, where we can see whether we are at risk of diabetes by just doing 2-minute questionnaire. Or you can go to any laboratories and you can check your blood glucose level or a finger prick and see what's your glucose level and then contact the GP, you know, whether you have diabetes or not.
It might be one of those things that people just would rather not know about and put their head in the sand, sadly, isn't it?
Oh, no. Diabetes is actually quite easy to manage, you know, once you find it out and you can just manage it very well.
With that in mind, part of your PhD that you're doing is all about diabetes and heart disease, and there is a study that's coming up at the moment, but there is a personal connection for you. Why did you choose to make this part of your studies and part of your life?
This research study we are starting is driven by my personal experience. When I was young, around 12 years, I lost my grandfather of diabetes and heart disease. And when I was driving back home, I was like really a kid and I don't know what to do tomorrow. But I told my father that I'm going to do something that nobody of our family member will have the same issue again. So I did not think of anything, but I was just quite dare enough to say that, look, I want to do something. And I think I'm happy that today I got a chance to do something for the people with heart disease and type 2 diabetes, where we are looking at using curcumin and omega-3 to control the risk factors for heart disease. That's a new research study we are starting at university and John Hunter Hospital.
And there's some of the things you're looking to uncover with the study as it unfolds?
There are many factors which cause heart disease, but there are a few that can be managed. One is the blood fats, and the other one is inflammation. So in the current study, we are using curcumin and or omega-3s, which are from fish or fish oil, to see whether we can reduce the blood fats and inflammation so that we will be able to decrease the risk of heart disease in diabetes. And why particularly in diabetes is that they are at 2 or 3 times more risk of developing heart disease. So, you know, they need some special attention than the normal people without diabetes.
Yeah, the two seem to go hand in glove, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they work very well together, making people miserable.
Yeah, which is what we don't.
Yeah.
Well, a great testament to your grandfather, certainly. But with the study that's coming up, if we're interested in joining, who is eligible to be a part of the study?
If you are aged between 40 years to 75 years and you know that you have type 2 diabetes, or if you are not sure of that, you can just give us a call and you know, we will check for you whether you have type 2 diabetes or you can, and we go through a couple of very quick questions and it will just take 2 minutes, and then we can see whether this study is suitable for you.
And how do we get involved? Is there a phone number or a website?
Yeah, you can contact at 4921-5636. It's 4921-5636, and just say we are calling for a heart disease study.
Thank you, Rohith, and we'll give that a mention again before midday, just in case you missed the number. Well, good luck with everything on the study. I know you'll put 110% into it, and hopefully we can uncover a few more things as the study unfolds.
Yeah, great, Mike.
Thank you very much. That's Rohith Throder. He's doing a PhD here at the University of Newcastle. To NURFM 103.7.